Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined this week by George Kurtz, our friend Craig Mish, normally here with us, out on location at the All-Star Game. He got treated to another American League victory last night, got to see a couple home runs, George. But, you know, today is generally speaking one of the deadest days in at least the American sports calendar. No golf going on. None of the major American leagues are playing right now. Don't think we're going to have the Kevin Durant trade happen today. Although, what a day it would be to have the Kevin Durant trade. The NBA would pretty much dominate the headlines for 24 hours. How is it? How's it going out there on Long Island?
Maybe the Deshaun Watson. You know, Deshaun Watson would be suspended today. It would be big news as well. But we can get through that as well. But you're right. It's a tough day. It's a tough day without anything, any news. Any news going on today? No games today. I hate the All-Star break only for this reason. 3 days of really one game. I'm not even a big fan of the All-Star game anymore. So just got to get through today. I'm counting down till tomorrow. Yankees have a doubleheader.
Yep, the Yankees have a doubleheader tomorrow. We're going to have baseball back. Really feels like the Futures game should be today, right? Really feels absolutely. Like instead of having it done when there are games taking place, feels like it would have been a good day for the Futures game to take place. Getting into Wednesday's headlines, Giancarlo Stanton and Byron Buxton both hit home runs as the American League win the All-Star game yet again. Most annoying thing for me that took place during this game, Shohei Ohtani, basically one of the three guys that any casual fan would be tuning in to see, gets picked off at first base. I mean, come on. Come on, Kershaw. Let's let the guy steal a base. Let's have some fun out here. Adrian Wojnarowski reported that there have been felony domestic violence charges filed against free agent forward Miles Bridges. Reading the article on ESPN, sounds pretty bad. Does not sound like a situation that it's going to lead to Miles Bridges playing basketball anytime soon. And of course, thoughts go to his family because it really sounds like a disturbing situation. It was reported yesterday that Jacob deGrom had his simulated game that was supposed to go, I believe, yesterday or today. It's been pushed back to Thursday because he is dealing with some mild muscle soreness. This is more old Mets, George, than new Mets, right? This is we associate this with the hapless Mets of the 2000s and the 2010s where they just can't get healthy. Interesting to see what happens there. And an interesting story, Jimmy Garoppolo expected to be cleared by mid-August. It's been reported that basically the team just kind of told him to go home. We don't want you. We don't need you. Trey Lance is our guy. We all have our opinions about that. And it feels like a lot of the 49ers players have their opinions about that. But let's just lead off with this. Where do you see Jimmy Garoppolo playing in 2022?
You know, it's not going to be easy, Davis, because you know, we're in late July now. I mean, every team has their quarterback. Will they trade him within the division? You know, that's the only team that makes sense is Seattle. You know, the only team that really doesn't have a quarterback now would be the Seattle Seahawks. Does it make sense for them to trade him within the division? It depends on what Seattle would give up. How about this? Would they trade him to Seattle for a blah return? And that's another thing. They're not going to get a big return from anybody, but maybe they get a little bit more from Santa, but we're not talking a first, second, probably not even a third round pick at this point, because Seattle just waited out. They're going to have to release him sooner or later. If they sent them home, it means they don't want him around Trey Lance. They think it's going to hurt Lance's development here. You know, so they don't want him around because they have to dump him either way. It's Mayfield all over again, right? Sooner or later, they're going to have to give him away for a song and a dance. So my guess would be Seattle, assuming, you know, I said we're at July 20th, camps are starting to open up this week now. If a quarterback goes down, that's a completely different story here. And I guess they could play that waiting game. But then again, when was the last time we saw a quarterback go down in training camp? You know, we're talking about Kurt Warner back 20 years ago. That's about all I can think of.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. I mean, generally the injuries that we are going to see in training camp are going to be running backs, wide receivers. They baby these quarterbacks, right? They wear the no contact jersey. It's not like, I guess, you know, probably Lamar and Jalen Hurts and stuff, they're out there running, but it's not like they're not doing their full cadre of cutting drills and agility drills, because every franchise, right, every team knows the number one priority has got to be guys staying healthy. The news with Jacob deGrom getting his simulated start pushback, I mean, Mets fans have really been counting on this, the 1-2 punch of deGrom and Scherzer. I mean, does it feel like this is going to kind of be a lost season for deGrom, or do you think he's going to be able to battle through this?
Well, they're calling it an abundance of caution, which good for them, if that's what it is, right? He said he had some soreness in his shoulder. I felt it on Sunday, so they're pushing it back to Thursday. Listen, he pitches tomorrow, he gets through it, everything's okay, not a big deal. You know, but it does mean the Mets might want to take it a little slower, you know? I think they were originally targeting DeGrom to come back versus the Yankees later this month. They're playing, they start the Subway Series. They were like, targeting to get him in one of those games, which probably was silly anyway. I don't think you want DeGrom coming back in a big series like that in New York, where he's going to be pumped up, maybe do some extra damage he normally wouldn't do. Put him in a more low leverage game here. So this probably backs up to the first week of August. Once again, not a big deal.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Assuming just a little soreness and he'll be okay. But yeah, you know Mets fans and Mets Twitter is going bananas over this.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, we got a jam-packed show for you. We're going to, of course, continue our fantasy football chatter as long as Craig is out of the office. We got more buy-low candidates coming up for you. Dubs is going to join me to talk about the 3M Open. We might get a little bit into the European Tour as well. Fantasy reality, don't go anywhere. Stay with us for the next hour. Stay on the grid. We'll see you back here in a few minutes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. And as rookies are reporting to NFL training camps, we are 15 days away from the Hall of Fame game. We are 50 days away from the beginning of the NFL regular season. It's time to start getting serious about drafting our fantasy football teams and, you know, thinking about what we're going to do in best ball. We are continuing our little series here on buy low candidates. George, beginning with a guy I absolutely love, DJ Chark. He is moving from the Jacksonville Jaguars to the Detroit Lions. Chark had a 1,000-yard season his second year in Jacksonville, 118 targets, 1,008 yards, 8 touchdowns. He played only 4 games last season, got injured in that 4th game. He led the team in targets in week 1, 12 targets against Houston, 3 receptions, 86 yards, and a touchdown. Caught a touchdown against Arizona as well, and then immediately got injured on the first play against the Cincinnati Bengals. Transitions now to Detroit. And, you know, with the news that Jameson Williams is likely not going to be ready until maybe December, I mean, it seems like they, and I think smartly, are going to take it pretty conservatively with his return from the ACL injury. I don't really see any way that Chark gets pushed for playing time, and he is going quite cheap in drafts right now, right about the wide receiver 65. That is a 14th round or so pick. I'm really into DJ Chark this season, George.
Yeah, I'm with you. Lock, stock, and barrel here. I kind of like this guy better than most as well. 14th round, I'm really surprised he lasts that long here. What are we worried about? Oh, he's on Detroit? Well, he was on Jacksonville. All right, yeah, he still put up decent numbers there when healthy. I'm not worried about it. I'm on St. Brown. You mentioned Jameson Williams. Well, we'll see when he plays. You know, and listen, I hope that sooner than later as a football fan, I do want to see him play. But if it's December, it's December. If it's next year, it's next year. You know, it's going to be a redshirt year for him or whatever it will be. I think they'll be a better passing game than we expect them to play with Goff. We know they can run the ball with DeAndre Swift. And I got to assume defense is going to be saying, hey, we're taking Swift out. You know, play the eighth man in the box should open up things in the passing game for St. Brown, for Chark, for Hawkinson as well. I like him as also this season. So yeah, Davis, I'm with you on Chark. I'll take him in the 14th round of every league if he lasts that long. I do wonder if this is a guy that people are going to realize as we go along here. Once again, with July 20th drafts pick up in a couple of weeks is where he starts to climb a little bit. I'm not talking the round 4, round 5, but eventually where he's in the round 9, round 10 range. To me, that just makes more sense here. But I'm all in on Chark in round 14.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's just kind of your prototypical great pick in that range. Starting wide receiver. A lot, you know, the market is anticipating the Lions being better than they were last season. They add, you know, some talented guys. We think Amon-Ra St. Brown is pretty good. Swift and Hawkinson, if they're somehow able to stay healthy for 16 games. Like, I think their offense is going to be, you know, not great, but I think it'll be closer to league average than it's been over the last couple of years. So I'm pretty excited about Chark. And honestly, late-round quarterback type stuff in best ball, don't hate Jared Goff either. Moving on now to Terry McLaurin of the Washington Commanders. He did just receive his big contract extension. And sort of the interesting thing with McLaurin is he has always been very good for the circumstances in which he has played. 919 yards and 7 touchdowns as a rookie, 1,100 yards, 4 touchdowns as a second-year player, 1,000 yards, 5 touchdowns last year with their awful quarterback situation. But I don't really think a ton has changed in terms of quarterbacking situation. And the hard part I find dealing with McLaurin is I just don't think he's got that insane top 10. Like, I don't think there's any chance he is going in the second round of, why, you know, of fantasy football drafts next season. Not because he's not good, but just because I don't expect the Commanders offense to support a player of that caliber. Where are you at on McLaurin?
Yeah, once again, you and I are in agreement here. I don't see him being that upper echelon guy. I think he's a very good wide receiver, and maybe on a different team, a different offense, he'd be a that guy. You know, but I don't see him being there with the best of the best. I don't. I think you look at his numbers, and you were going over it. Year one was 919, year two was 1,100, and year three was 1,000. He's 7, 4, 5 touchdowns. So he's averaging 5-plus touchdowns a year. Do I think he could beat that? Sure. I think he can get to 7, 8, 9 maybe. Yeah, but I don't see double digits coming. Now, this is one of those fluke years where he just happens to be the guy catching the touchdowns here. So I don't see that. I think they're still going to rely more on their defense here. Their quarterback. Okay, arguably, he's the best that McLaurin's got had, right? And I'll certainly say he's better than Heinicke, Carson Wentz. Don't know if I'm going to go much further
is he
than that.
Is he that much better than Taylor
I'm
Heinicke?
Say
I'm not certain he is.
He's got a better arm. He's got a better arm. Heinicke didn't have the arm. All right? This is a change-up pitcher throwing in there. Wentz does have a fastball. Doesn't always know where it's going, but he has a fastball. So I think that'll help things with McLaurin here. But the bottom line is this. I think your upside, he hits everything, 99, low 90s in catch, assuming he stays healthy, plays 17, about 12, 50, 8, 9 touchdowns. That's his upside. You know, the more realistic is probably what he had in 2020. Low to mid 80s in catches, 5 to 8 touchdowns there. Solid season, but not second round worthy. He's a guy that I don't mind having on my team at all, but I'm not spending a second round pick. I'm not spending a top 25 pick on him. So if someone's taking him there, he's yours. I'm not going to have him. Third round, fourth round, that's fine with me. I do not want him. This is really what it comes down to me. I do not want him to be my wide receiver one.
Yeah, I don't want him to be. I just can't really take him, to be honest. I like both of the Denver guys more than him. I like Judy. I like Sutton more than him. And, you know, he's kind of in a range where it's lots of guys with questionable quarterback play, you know, Deontay Johnson, DK Metcalf, guys like that. And I just have never really been a McLaurin guy. It just doesn't really fit the way I play the game. I'm willing to be wrong about that. If he does end up posting a 1,400-yard, 10-touchdown season, then I will have to wear that. But I will. I don't think I will be buying on the Commanders' offense in general. Moving finally now to Justin Fields, a guy I was really optimistic about last season. He did not play well. He started 10 games, completed 58% of his passes, 7 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He was pretty successful as a rusher, 72 rushes, 5.8 yards per carry, 2 rushing touchdowns. Had a couple moments as a passer, in particular, rolling out to his left back foot pass across his body to the tight end in the corner of the end zone. But the Bears are just going to be horrible. They spent no money in free agency. Allen Robinson is now a member of the Rams. They drafted a 25-year-old wide receiver in the third round of the draft. They signed Byron Pringle from the Kansas City Chiefs, but they just are going to be awful. They are going to be maybe the worst team in the NFC. They are going to stink. The only way Fields ends up being a good pick this year is if they just say, you know what, Justin, we're going to be bad. Run as much as you want. If you want to run for 800 yards and 5 touchdowns, do that. I'm still taking Fields a little bit, but I think it's going to be pretty ugly in terms of passing this season.
I mean, you can't take Fields in a traditional league, all right? A one quarterback league. You can't. I mean, come on. Yeah, 12, I'm going to assume most leagues are 12-team leagues. He's not even in my top 20. I mean, he's just not. It's not all him. You know, I think, once again, what you said is correct. They didn't really give him much to deal with. I like David Montgomery, a solid running back, but you don't have a wide receiver one. I'm not so sure you have a wide receiver two on your team. Mooney's a nice guy. Pringle, Velus Jones, just traded for N'Keal Harry. You got a lot of mud you're going to throw against the wall and hope something sticks. That's really what it comes down to. Cole Kmet, okay, maybe a decent tight end, but he's not top 10. So there's not a lot here. This is a major work in progress. About the only plus I'll give Chicago is that you got a new coaching staff. All right, certainly can't be worse than the old one. So that should help there. Yes, he's a running quarterback, which should also help there. Superflex, which is my preferred league. I think more leagues should be a Superflex for a variety of reasons here, including more strategy here. Yeah, he's usable in that, but still you're talking the 18 to 24 range. You know, I don't think there's a lot of upside here. How many touchdowns are you going to throw to you this year? Throw this season, 18, 22 at most? You're going to need that rushing yards to be off the charts to really be usable week in and week out. He's a quarterback 3 for me in a perfect world.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, the Scott Fishbowl just wrapped up. He was a later round pick in that. But I am up.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, Wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Optimistic. I just hope that he's able to get it done in Chicago. Guys, we're going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on FST. Here in just a few moments, I will be joined by Dubs Anderson to talk about the world of golf and the 3M Open. See you back in a few seconds.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined, as always, on Wednesdays by my buddy, Dubs Anderson. We are returning to you on the heels of one of the most depressing rounds of golf I have ever watched Sunday at the Open Championship. Don't really know what else Rory could have done. Ties the lowest score ever in a major championship before the start of the week at 18 under par. Hit it into one bunker all week. Made eagle from that bunker. Bogey-free round on Sunday, has a pair of 60. I mean, he did not step a foot wrong and gets chased down by Cameron Smith and Cameron Young. I guess that'll kind of get lost to history that Cameron Young actually finished second because he made an eagle on 18. But that felt worse than any Rory loss that I can remember. That sucked.
Yeah, I mean, Davis, I mean, I'm Australian. I had tickets on Cameron Smith. We gave him out last Wednesday, but for some reason I was rooting for Rory McIlroy because it just felt right. It was such a special week. We needed a special winner. And Rory McIlroy, I mean, if you asked him at the start of the week, we're going to give you 18 under par, done. Sign me up.
Done.
That's going to win the Open Championship. So, I mean, for Cameron Smith, you know, I thought he sort of cost himself the tournament with not doing much on the Saturday, but 8 under par in that final round. And again, he proved to us when he is on with that putter, he is, you know, the best in the world. In terms of short game, on that kind of golf course where the driver wasn't so key for a guy like Cameron Smith. Great to see him finally get the breakthrough major win. And now there's rumors already circulating. How long is he going to be sticking around on the PGA Tour? But again, for Rory McIlroy, I think it's been a fantastic year. We look at, you know, he hasn't won a major since 2014. I don't care. I think the vintage Rory McIlroy is now back, and that's what we like. So majors are coming for Rory. No two ways about it.
Yep. So we are in the northern part of the United States this week with the 3M Open. This was one of the locations of one of my worst golf beats ever when Matthew Wolf holed that putt from 30 feet off the green to beat Bryson DeChambeau after Bryson makes birdie hitting it over the lake on 18. It's a pretty cool golf course, in my opinion. Scores are going to be very, very low here. And we are definitely seeing the live effect, and I mean, to be honest, also the Open Championship effect. Not that many guys want to fly back over and play this event, but the combo of the live and the major championship last week leaves us with a field where you know, we have Hideki Matsuyama and Tony Finau trading as the favorites, getting into some of the guys I like this week in DFS. Sahith Theegala, it just, like, this guy's been at the top of so many leaderboards. We just got to get him a win. He should be a good fit for the course. You know, he's not going to have to get too tricky with his wedges. Just hit the ball far, hit it straight, make your 8-foot putts. You should be feeling good. Troy Merritt and Tom Hoagie, my cheaper guys here. Hoagie, I actually don't think is a very good course fit because he's a tricky wedge guy. But 7,100 here just felt a little bit too short for him. Also 80-1 in the betting markets. And look, if Finau is going to be getting these wins on the PGA Tour, I definitely think he is a weak field assassin. Do not imagine, you know, when we're at Pebble Beach, when we're at Arnold Palmer, when we're at the majors, I am not a Finau guy. But these weak field events, I feel very comfortable riding with Tony Finau.
Yeah, absolutely. I love those plays. What do we know about the golf course? It's a longer track. Past winners, they've really had that distance off the tee. Matty Wolf, Cameron Champ got it done here last year. There's plenty of water lurking. I like Tony Finau. He's played here three times before. He's had two good finishes, including a good run there last week at the Open Championship. He fits the mold of being a great driver of the golf ball. And look, for Tony Finau, he got that second win on the PGA Tour. It was about a year ago. Maybe he got a little complacent there, but again, a weaker field is certainly going to give Big Hit and Tony Finau plenty of confidence. I mean, what about Marty Fish, the tennis player? He's even in the field this week, Davis. I can't believe in terms of field strength, it's not a strong one. I'll throw a few other names out there. Davis Riley, a guy who's getting very close, like a Cameron Young. He wants that breakthrough win. He can get him at 9K. I think that's a decent number. The big hitting Aussie, Cameron Davis, 8,900. I think that's a good play. Again, good drive of the golf ball, longer golf course. I think that suits him because greens and reg will stay high when you've got some larger green surfaces. I like Troy Merritt. I've also got him on the card. If you're looking for a bit more value, don't sleep on a guy like Bo Hosler. Super sneaky, a bit of a journeyman for, considering he's 27 years of age. You can get him at 7,200. And another big hitting bomber who, Davis, I know you've brought up in the past, Brandon Matthews, coming up from the Corn Ferry Tour. He's going to get his card pretty soon here at 6,900. I think that's a pretty good value play. A couple of breakfast balls to throw in the lineups this week. Go for a couple of elites, but I certainly think there could be a value play, a value winner coming into Minneapolis for this one on Sunday.
For sure. All right, some of the guys I am not playing this week on DraftKings. Just pretty much these events for me, it's all about the young guys, right? So when I start to see some of the older guys, the tour grinders get popular in DFS, Ryan Palmer, Brandon Steele, Cameron Tringali, those are all guys with ownership projections above 10%. Just not interested, right? I want the Brandon Matthews. I want these guys coming up from the Corn Ferry. I want the guys who need the paycheck, need the sponsors exemption, need the tour card, all of that stuff. And then, Sungjae just continues to be priced so expensive at these events, and he deserves it based on his tee to green game. But his putting is even worse than normal right now. I mean, he is outside the top 150 on tour in strokes gained putting. He has gone like full Byung-Hun Ahn with his putting right now. It is really tough. Yeah, it is really tough right now for him.
I think the funniest thing I've seen this season, Davis, was Ben Arne. He finally got the win on the Corn Ferry Tour. He's going, times have been really tough. I've been really struggling. And then in the same interview, he's taken off in his Lamborghini four-wheel drive. So times are tough out there for these professional golfers. I agree. Sungjae Im, once he got COVID back in South Korea, once he returned out here to the States, he hasn't been the player that we saw earlier this season where his golf game was really well-rounded. So I don't think he's a play for us this week. And I'll throw in Hideki Matsuyama. I think there's a lot of distractions off the golf course for Hideki. I just don't like him for this one, given the number they've got him at there. But again, I think, good drives of the golf ball. Cameron Tringali, I mean, this guy just doesn't want to win. What's he made? $20 million in career earnings without getting a breakthrough on a Sunday afternoon. So I totally agree with that play. I like your calls this week, Davis. I think good drive of the golf ball, get a little value. Some of these big names, I don't think the motivation is going to be there. Three more events until the FedEx Cup playoffs. You want to be up for this one.
Yeah, absolutely. The FedEx Cup and big year for the FedEx Cup playoffs, right? I wonder if maybe there's going to be an announcement coming here soon where the PGA Tour juices up the prize pool, where they're like, actually, it's $5 million for second place too, and everyone who makes it through the first leg gets $500,000, like, because, and definitely you and I are going to keep talking about this throughout the course of the season, as the Live Golf, they start on Friday, and Charles Howell III is apparently the name that is going to be joining that field. There are rumors that Cameron Smith, after winning the Open Championship, is going to be joining the Live. Don't love that. Have a couple bets here across the pond. They are playing a championship on the Ladies European Tour. They are playing the Evian Championship. Extremely good golf course. If you just like to watch golf to see like some of the best courses in the world, Evian Championship got it's in these mountain ranges in France. It's incredible. And then Callum Shankwin over at the Kazoo Classic, which is maybe the funniest name for a golf tournament that I've ever heard. I absolutely love that play. And for the Evian Championship, this gal Lynn Grant. I don't know how much you grind the ladies tour, but this gal Lynn Grant. One, she's the leading money winner on the Ladies European Tour right now, having a great season. Maybe the best swing I have ever seen. Like, when I swing a golf club, I'm like, I want to swing it like this gal because it is so smooth, so buttery. I have no idea how she has engineered it, but Lynn Grant, 33-1 at the Evian Championship. That is my gold star play of the week.
I love that, mate. I'll throw a couple of value plays in there. Minji Lee, the Aussie defending champion. It's a little chalky, plus 850, so I'm going to stay away from that. I like Brooke Henderson, the Canadian. Absolutely bombs it. Love her golf game, 22-1. And then I'll throw in Hannah Green at 31-1. Built for the big stage, former major winner. But, mate, don't sleep on the LPGA Tour, the Evian. Great golf course, great betting. And I think we got a much smaller sample size of who can actually win these events, right? The PGA Tour, week in, week out, anyone can make a run. Maybe not Marty Fish this week, but on the ladies' side of the draw, 30 names who can realistically win an event the week of. So love those plays. And what about the Kazoo? The Kazoo. What a name for that one. I'd love to go to it.
Yeah, and you know, we're right in the thick of the transfer window right now too for European soccer. The season is going to start on August 5th. Let's see here. What's good? Okay, Cristiano Ronaldo. Where is he at? August 5th. Is he at Manchester United? Does he leave? Does he go to the MLS? What's happening with old Ronnie?
He's staying. No one else wants him. He didn't want to go to Saudi Arabia for $200 million. He doesn't want to come here stateside. He'll be there at Old Trafford, right next to Ericsson. They're not going to be much better, but hey, he'll be there.
Well, I definitely don't want Manchester United to win the league, but I missed out. I have no memories of the glory days of Manchester United. By the time I started following professional soccer, I missed Sir Alex Ferguson, right? I even missed David Moyes, right? I didn't get any of that stuff. So for the entire time I have been following the sport, Manchester United have been a laughing stock. And of course, you know, all of the television presenters and the podcasters, all of them grew up Manchester United fans or fans of other teams and absolutely hating Manchester United because it just felt like they won everything all the time. They just, you know, they there was nothing you could do about it. So I hope that Christian Eriksen plays well. I hope that we get to see more of Anthony Martial and Jadon Sancho and Anthony Elanga this season. Maybe next week with another not so great golf event, maybe we will do a transfer recap special for the folks here on Fantasy Sports Today. So let's be thinking about that one. Guys, we are going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today. Of course, thank you to Dubs for joining us to talk about the 3M Open, the Kazoo Classic, and the Evian Championship. George is going to rejoin me here in just a few moments for
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Fantasy reality. Don't go anywhere. Stay on the grid. See you back in a few seconds.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh. Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I am Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. A reminder before we get into fantasy reality to please be following at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram. You are going to get all the best news, notes, injury updates, injury news, highlights, our favorite bets, our favorite picks. You're going to get content from our show, Fantasy Sports Today. You're also going to get Pharrell Coast to Coast the morning after, in-game live, all of the amazing stuff that we have going on here at the network. And you don't want to be missing out, so make sure that you are following at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. Before we get to fantasy reality, George, were you there watching the All-Star game? Were you watching Shohei Ohtani get picked off, Giancarlo Stanton hitting the home run? I gotta come clean. Below my line. Did not make it to turn on the MLB All-Star game.
Well, yes, I was watching, maybe a strong word. It was on, but I was doing other things. You know, I look up every now and then. Maybe I'm on the laptop reading, doing a little research. Also on in-game live for the middle innings of it, so couldn't really pay attention to the whole game here. I did see Giancarlo. I saw the home runs. I just had to be looking up each time the guy hit a home run, Stanton, Buxton, and Goldschmidt, so I saw those. But the later innings, I admit that. I didn't watch much of like 6 through 8. You know, like I said, other things going on here. But it was on the whole time. I think I should give credit for that.
Yeah. Look, it's a fine product or whatever. And it does come at a nice time on the schedule. I wish that just my big wish in life is that MLB did marketing in a better way, right? There's like this whole genre of tweets of people who see Mike Trout out in public. And he's just living a normal life, right? Mike Trout, the best baseball player of my lifetime, in all reality, right? 2020's answer to Mickey Mantle. And the guy can just go get groceries, get a coffee, go to the bar, whatever. And, you know, 1 in 10 people will recognize him. So I don't know if there's ever a way back for that, but maybe that'll be a fantasy reality in the future. Let's go ahead and play our game, Fantasy or Reality. All right, well, rookies are reporting to training camp. The Atlanta Falcons had their rookies report yesterday. So, of course, we got some headlines about Desmond Ridder. The Las Vegas Raiders, by the way, today becoming the first team to have rookies and veterans all report. Everyone showing up to training camp for the Raiders today. But pretty simple. Desmond Ridder, a third-round draft pick for the Atlanta Falcons. The team gave Marcus Mariota a 2-year, $12 million contract full of incentives. But simple question, Desmond Ridder, fantasy or reality, will start a game for the Atlanta Falcons this year, George?
Yeah, sort of could be this year's Davis Mills, right, we're going for here. I'm as curious as anybody else to see what Mariota can do, all right, starting again for a team. But even when he was a starter, he never played a full season, not once. You know, 12 games as rookie, 15, 14, before he became a backup. All right, so yeah, Desmond Ridder is going to play. This is definitely reality. My only question is how many games? How many games is he going to play? One, because like I said, I don't think Mariota will stay healthy. Two, Atlanta's going to be a bad team. All right, they're going to be a bad team. You mentioned Chicago might be the worst team in the NFC. Atlanta's going to give them a run for their money here. I don't think this is any breaking news here. I think people know this. So they're going to want to see what they have in Ridder eventually anyway, for a couple of games here. You know, even if Mariota somehow does stay healthy, I got to think last quarter of the season, last 4 or 5 games, that's Ridder's. You know, let's find out what we have here. Could also be a way of shoring up a top 3 pick, top 5 pick, and you go from there. So to me, this is absolute reality here. Desmond Ridder will play at least one game. I think he plays more than one. If I had to put an over-under on it, I'd probably go at least 2.5, if not 3.5.
Oh, I was gonna set the line even higher than that. I have reality here for the reasons that you mentioned. One, Marcus Mariota loves to get hurt. Two, the Falcons are gonna stink, so they should get some live action film of Desmond Ridder, you know, other than just watching him in practice. Now, I think there's a very slight chance, you know, 3-5%, he plays great in the preseason and in training camp and ends up starting week 1. I don't think that's very likely, but I definitely think it's in the realm of possibilities because, I mean, just like everyone in the NFL knows who Marcus Mariota is. It's not as if this guy is going to become a top 10 or 15 quarterback in the NFL. He's fine. you know, he's a good backup quarterback to have. Kind of surprised, I guess, that, you know, another team, like he would make sense as like a backup quarterback for like the Ravens, maybe, you know, that would like a kind of a mobile type backup, but whatever. But yeah, total reality here. Desmond Ridder is going to start. I would take the over on 2 or 3. I think he starts like 5 or 6 games. And I'm pretty interested to see how he plays, because he did not run as much as you would think in college for a quarterback who ran a 4.5 40. So I wonder if they design more of that stuff into the offense, given their total lack of playmakers. So definite reality on Desmond Ridder starting at least one game for the Atlanta Falcons this season. Moving on now to college football. Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lea said, "We know in time Vanderbilt football will be the best program in the country." And he basically says they're going to win the SEC. They're going to do it the long and the hard way. I have my doubts about this, but fantasy or reality, Clark Lea will get to coach Vanderbilt in an SEC championship game, George. Fantasy or reality? They don't need to win. They just have to play in it. So they don't have to win the SEC championship. They just have to be in the SEC championship.
All right. So some quick research here. They were 2-10 last season. All right. Yes. The 8th straight season they've been below 500. How long is this guy going to coach for? All right. It ain't going to be anytime soon. All right. I mean, listen, I'm all for, you know, a optimism and rah-rah and, you know, all the hype that comes along with everything. And you got to get the fans interested in here. But this is just blowing smoke, right? I mean, I can't see this. You know, it's going to be hard to recruit top players. You're playing in the SEC, which is a tough conference. All the other great teams there, they're going to have better. No, this is fantasy. I said, I have no problem with him, like I said, blowing the smoke, getting the hype up there. Ah, rah, rah, rah. We're going to be great. We're going to kill everybody. And then reality sets in. All right, I think, once again, should we be saying this, by the way? Should the reality be, we're going to get to 500? Yeah, we're going to be a 500 team. We're going to win more than we lose. How about that? All right, how about we go that first before we say we're going to start getting to the championship game here? So, no, to me, this is fantasy. Not going to happen. Not in the near future, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, total fantasy. So, I mean, it is just absurd how competitive and how good the SEC is. I mean, so obviously you have Georgia and Alabama, and Georgia and Alabama play in the opposing divisions, the East and the West division. So that's going to make it even harder. You know, if Georgia and Alabama were cannibalizing each other, it would make it easier for Vanderbilt to accomplish this. But even beyond that, Florida, historically a great college football team. Arkansas, really good college football team. Auburn, really good. Mississippi State, I mean, you can take it or leave it, but they have been decent the last couple seasons. They're really good on offense. And I would actually say Vanderbilt is probably the second worst historical team in the SEC. The only other team that is worse than them is Mizzou, who will obviously also never win the SEC. So I think this is such a long road for them to hoe. I'm going to say total fantasy here. He will never be able to accomplish this. I don't have any problem with it, right? You know, and also another weird thing about this is that this is his first head coaching job. He was a grad assistant at UCLA, a linebackers coach at South Dakota State, UCLA, Bowling Green, Syracuse, Notre Dame, and Wake Forest. So I don't even know how he got this job. I mean, maybe he played football at Vanderbilt or something like that. I can't even get a sense of that. So I got total fantasy here. Our final topic for today, we got Jimmy Fallon back in the news again. Jimmy Fallon made headlines a couple months ago because he was one of the first big celebrities to buy the Bored Ape NFTs. He brought Paris Hilton on and they were talking about their apes. But Jimmy Fallon, you know, he's a man about town. He likes to be with the kids. You know, he's basically the GIF of Steve Buscemi saying, "How do you do, fellow kids?" And he is coming out with a skateboarding shoe that will be released via the sneakers app. George, I have a sense of what your answer is going to be, but fantasy or reality, you will try to buy Jimmy Fallon's skateboarding shoe.
Are you kidding me? That looks like I was painting in my garage and one of my kids knocked over all the paint and got all of my shoes. There's no way in hell I'm buying that. All right. Listen, I'm of the age now. I wear the same sneaker Even I go out and buy the same ticket over and over again. I just want to be comfortable. I want to like what I like, and I get the Nike Monarchs. I might get a different color. You know, they might come in black, they might come in white, or the blue, or the red tint there. But that's it. And I don't care about anything else. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care, blah, blah, blah. But even if I was young, I am not buying that. I don't know what that is, but that is definitely not for me, and I'm not wearing that. I know people are sneaker people, and they'll go crazy over this thing, and I'm an idiot, whatever. But no, obviously that's fantasy. I can just imagine walking around with that. I would get crushed. No, I am not. I would not buy that. And how much is going to cost? $125, $150 a pair? No. I'll stick with my Monarchs and be very happy and leave my paint sneakers to somebody else.
Yeah, I will not be buying these either. I assume that that Brett snuck these in for me. He knows I've been a skateboarder for a long time, and I like a good pair of skateboarding shoes. But I tend to go for the more classic, understated. I just like a flat white or flat black skateboarding shoe. I don't need I don't need and don't like all the bells and whistles. I'm also like I like shoes. I like to get a new pair of Vans or some new dress shoes or whatever. But I'm not like a sneakers guy. I think there's a big difference between liking buying, new clothes, new shoes or whatever, and being like a sneakers guy. Cause a lot of that is like, the Air Jordans, which never worked for me, right? The Air Jordans were just always kind of too big for me. I'm a littler dude, so they always kind of just looked like big moon boots on my feet. Never a fan of those. But yeah, this is a fantasy for me. I will not be downloading the sneakers app to try and get these shoes. In fact, the last time I bet you've never done this, George. We can do that fantasy reality. But the last time I downloaded an app was TaylorMade, the golfing company, did an apparel line with this kind of boutique type store called Kith. This was about a month ago, and they did a line of kind of like crossover streetwear golf clothes that you had to download the specific app to try and get. And by the time I downloaded it and tried to get on, all of this stuff was sold out. But that's a good one. A bonus fantasy reality. Fantasy reality, you have downloaded a specific app to try and get an item of clothing that had a specific release date. Fantasy or reality, George?
Yeah, that would be a fantasy, big time fantasy. You're lucky I can dress myself, Melissa. Actually, I probably do need an app to tell me what to wear. All right, a college shirt for shows. I know that. Other than that, it's pretty much t-shirt, shorts, jeans, whatever I want to wear, sweats, around the house. Whatever. It depends on what I'm doing in here. But to me, dressing up is pretty much this and a pair of jeans. All right. I would probably do need an app to tell me what to wear. My wife, when I'm going out, my wife will pick out the clothes. No, you have to wear this. I'm not going to look like a fool around you, which I get it. Fashion sense, I have zero and I don't care.
I think that's the right way to live, right? Wear what you like, and if you got to fit in somewhere, have your partner dress you. I'm dealing with that right now, getting all my wedding clothes ready. I'll be doing that in under a month now. Time flies. Guys, we're going to go ahead and run into a break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today. When we return, George and I will be doing the Sports Grid 60, so stay tuned for that. We'll be back here with you in just a few moments.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. And as always, we are going to close our show out with a little something we like to call the Sports Grid 60.
All right, so as we've been talking about, last night was the All-Star Game. Not much going on today in sports, more or less baseball here. But what I wanted to, complain about would be Rob Manfred. You know, had his little, you want to call it State of the Union of Baseball, whatever it is. Someone needs to get this guy a publicist, a speechwriter, something. Everything he says is just moronic. I mean, completely moronic. The All-Star uniforms last night were gross. Right? One team's got, a dark brownish black thing. The other one's got a white with gold. I mean, it looked like the San Diego Padres were playing an intra-squad game. That's what it reminded me of. Not an All-Star game. Why couldn't the teams wear their uniforms? What we all want to see, right? I love baseball. Watch a million games, but even I had to think, who's that coming at the plate right now? Oh, okay, it's him, because they're not wearing their uniforms. It was harder to tell what they're wearing. Manfred after the game says, it's not a good look for baseball to have all different uniforms. Really? I mean, come on. And then he is talking, someone asked him about the minor leaguers. Well, you guys, what do you mean they don't have a living wage? Of course they have a living wage. What? $400 a week? You can live on that, Rob? Yeah, you might want to get into reality here, buddy. But someone, I mean, he called the trophy a piece of tin at one time. Rob Manfred, man, you better get a publicist.
When is the last time Rob Manfred said something and it was a good thing to say? I never remember hearing that guy say one thing and being like, oh, that was a good, smart observational point. Baseball needs to work on that. So my Sports Grid 60 is, there should be an event today, right? Golf should do an event. Tennis should have some final, you know, some exhibition match. Imagine if they did the match 7 today, right? And it was, if, you know, Mahomes and Allen and Brady and Rodgers and Phil or whoever were playing today. Amazing ratings. Would absolutely crush, would lead SportsCenter, all of that stuff. Huge missed opportunity by the market there. I hope we get there. We're going to close today's show. Thank you to George. Thank you to Brett. Thank you to everyone over at LTN. Everyone stay on the grid. We'll see you back tomorrow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.